You remember very well that until very recently, many considered Greece to be a lost case. I think now more and more are talking about a spectacular comeback. The world markets are probably the most outspoken. The rate differential that Dr. Schäuble talked about, the famous spreads for the 10-year bonds, were close to 3,000 basis points 18 months ago. Now they're about 630. Less than in May 2010, when Greece entered the program. Nobody expected such a rebound so soon, sometimes including us, to be honest. We have now concluded successfully the first phase of our reform program. We have produced what everybody thought to be, correctly, I believe, from all schools of economic thought, the most important criterion for a successful disengagement from the crisis. And this criterion is the primary surplus. We have produced the primary surplus for the first time in many years, and we did it ahead, as you said, of our program. So we are on the first big plateau now, on our way to the top of the mountain. But make no mistake, we have still a long way to go. We have still many things to change. We are not putting on the automatic pilot. I'm saying this to you, I'm telling exactly the same thing to the Greek people. There is much more to be done. But now we can at least see some light at the end of the tunnel. Why? Because according to most auditors, recession is over and recovery is about to begin, projected to be 0.6, small number, but very, very important and symbolic number for 2014. Might be a weak recovery indeed, but it's still a recovery after six long, painful, very painful years of a very deep recession. Unemployment, as you know, is already at a record, 27.3% for the general population, 60% for the youth under 25 years of age. And unemployment has stopped rising. And this is also expected to subside soon, although a more spectacular reduction, I think, will still take a couple of years to come. What's probably most important is, according to everybody, the OECD, the Commission, the IMF, the cyclically corrected primary surplus of Greece, cyclically corrected primary surplus, is now the largest in the Eurozone. And the structural budget surplus of Greece is also the largest, while the rest of the Eurozone is still facing, on average, a primary deficit, structural budget.